This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie, what an exciting weekend with 20 major champions out in Florida playing alongside their kin.
And it's the 16th year of this event. Isn't that great? It just shows you how popular it is. I mean, they get a good TV audience. They get all the champions of yesteryear and Tiger and his son. I mean, it's just a great venue and a great exhibition of a father-son, of mother-son, you know.
Annika and Will. He's a golf nut, Charlie.
Oh, unbelievable.
They played the Pro-Am with Charlie and Tiger yesterday and had a great time.
And the number one lady golfer in the LPGA is?
Number two, Nelly Korda. But she'll get back to number one.
She's my number one.
She's going to get back to number
and
one.
And her dad is a former tennis champion.
Peter Korda, the 1998 Australian Open champion.
Isn't that something?
Great tennis player. Her little brother, Sebastian, is becoming a heck of a tennis player in his own right as the United States tries to get some good male tennis players up in the rankings.
And the 87-year-old wonder, Gary Player, followed by the 83-year-old wonder, Lee Trevino. I mean, just incredible array of golf swings and representing the players of yesteryear and also current. So it's a wonderful event.
Jordan Spieth said he's never been at a tournament where he's walked in the clubhouse and seen an 87-year-old on his left
and then
an 11-year-old on his right. A lot of special moments. You know, world number seven, Justin Thomas, and his father, Mike, who's a PGA professional, are out in Orlando last week. Or this week, my apologies. And you have to think JT's riding a high. He seemed to be the real shining light in the match last week, Charlie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I think all four of them have a personality that it's so different. But sure, he is a champion. But Jordan's there. And how can you discount Rory, number one player in the world?
We'll talk about it all when we come back right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Nice to have you aboard on a Saturday morning. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here to join on the Simply Outstanding Golf Conversation. Charlie, Team Duval and Team Price lead the way here at 10:20 out at the Ritz in Orlando, and that's followed by Team Singh and Team Faldo. Really great weekend ahead. I mean, you look back at last year, Charlie, this event, the PNC Championship, it was the top five most watched event over the season. And I think it's an inviting product, this PNC Championship.
It is. And you just reminded me, I thought it was 16 years in the doing, but it's been 25 years. Lee Trevino has played in all 25 of them. So it's a great product. You get to see all the great champions. PNC, they do a great job. The announcers are really on top of it. You know, they know who's there, and they tell some good stories. So it's worth watching, and it's worth recording.
And it'll be, this is Gary Cook and Roger Maltby's last event. They're doing a great job alongside Steve Sands, who's one of my favorites. And, watching yesterday, Gary did a lot of interviews throughout the Pro-Am, and golf's going to miss him, Charlie.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And it's sad. You wonder why they do things like that, but we're not in that position to say anything. So he's been a great, great announcer, a great player, a great friend, And Roger especially, too. Roger is just an incredible human being, a great player. I mean, he won the Nicklaus's first tournament at Muirfield. He left his winning check in the bar. And, his personality, is great. It was not as serious as, but his talent was really there.
Well, let's start with some thoughts from the seventh edition of the match, which took place last Saturday at 6 Eastern at Pelican Golf Club in Tampa. Charlie, a couple positives. I thought Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth were as entertaining as any duo we've seen in TNT's history of doing the match. You know, we already knew they have an 8-2 record in United States team competitions, President's Cups and Ryder Cups, and we know they've been friends dating back to their junior golf days, but JT kind of took the role as the host, and Spieth, kind of was the co-host there. I thought they did a great job leading the way. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Charlie, but Rory and Tiger, they just have a much more reserved personality.
Sure, they're exactly right. They're four different personalities, and the one thing I don't know why do they have to have it at night?
Yeah.
Because, it didn't take from it, but it was well produced, and you saw some good shots, and you heard some good comments. But, once Tiger and Rory started getting beat pretty badly, they lose the first three holes, their personalities went backwards. But it was great.
And only 12 holes, Charlie. When you're down three and you get to the 10th hole, the match is over.
Yeah.
And they kind of had to scramble again, just like we saw in the last match, to do a closest to the pin and kind of a random club challenge.
The one club, I've heard a lot of good comments that people like that. Showed little different personalities and how they could make, JT made an incredible four playing with one club. So should do that at your club.
Yeah, and we got to see Tiger hit that big, rope draw with, I think he just hooved down a 7-iron and hit it about 200 yards, which is pretty incredible. I mean, one thing with the night golf, Charlie, is, we talked about this last week. We're starting to see more night golf opportunities pop up for the public. I don't know if having that product on TV has any correlation with the success of some of these places. Tiger's building a couple night 18
putt,
hole. Yeah, putt, East River 9, a place that we enjoy. But, when they hit it off the fairway, the shadows are massive. And, I certainly understand your point there. The match ended on 10. It seemed like Tiger and Rory were somewhat out of things to say by the eighth hole. I don't know if it was the competitive nature of it or, if they just didn't have anything else to say. But overall, 1.6 million viewers, it was a good Saturday for golf in the offseason.
Yeah, very good, very good. And you mentioned East River 9. It's a new facility on the east side of Houston, Texas, that is a 9-hole par 3 designed right by the channel that leads into the Gulf of Mexico. And it's really fun, and beside that, they've got a great driving range, and beside that, they've got pickleball courts, and then they have a nice bar and food, and it's just an entertainment center. So I'm going to encourage everybody to go down there and experience that. But that little 9-hole golf course is really fun to play.
I've been over there a few times. It's in great condition. It is... I think it's mats, but for all the right reasons.
Sure.
I mean, with a par 3 course, there's divots being taken out on every shot,
right.
And even better, you can see the whole Houston skyline on every hole. And at night, it's pretty beautiful. So, I second that. I highly recommend people to go. Charlie, how about a quick word from our friends over at Insperity?
Insperity. Well, they want to wish everybody a happy holiday season. I mean, that's for sure. This has been a long, hard year. Everybody working hard. Now we got to enjoy our little time off before we start 2023. And I just want to remind everybody that this company is unique. It has achieved success like no other. And that they achieved the success because they help other people. And that's what life is all about, helping your fellow person or your kids, your friends, lending a helping hand. Well, in business, we know how important HR is. And so they have you know, studied, and they know exactly what to do and what not to do. So start in 2023. I really encourage you to, if you have a small business and you want to make it a bigger business, just log on to Insperity.com, read a little more about them. But take it from me and Will. This is a great company run by great people. It's a great people that really makes it go. So happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah from Insperity and all of its 4,000 people.
Well said, Charlie. Beautifully said. One more piece of review from last week. Sahit Thegala and Tom Hoagie were the winners of the QBE shootout at the Tiburon course in Naples, Florida last week. You know, Thegala rolled in a 15-foot birdie putt on the last hole as him and Hoagie closed with a 10-under 62 and four balls to become the first rookie team to win the QBE shootout since Keegan Bradley and Brendan Steele back in 2011. Now, you know, unofficially, this is Thegala's, you know, first win on the PGA Tour. You know, I think this is another, you know, good event during the off season. Charlie, any thoughts there?
It was a great exhibition, and that's really pretty much what it is an exhibition of their talent, playing the scramble, which we all play at our clubs, and then the best ball and the alternate shot. So it's good, but more importantly, you get to see the ladies play with the men and compare their games, and they're not too far apart. You know, Korda is an incredible golfer. Her swing is very athletic, coming from a athletic, you know, family. Her father was a champion in tennis, so I enjoyed it very much.
And you know, her sister Jessica has been, yes, a great player on the LPGA, yeah, in her own right. And of course, we talked about her brother Sebastian earlier in the show. You know, Texas native Ryan Palmer and four-time PGA Tour winner Charlie Hoffman had a pair of 12-foot birdie putts to send the event into a playoff. You know, they didn't get it done, but you know, Charlie, Thegala and Hoagie, two great players that reside in Texas. Thegala just 45 minutes north of us in the Woodlands, and Hoagie lives up in Fort Worth and practices at Mira Vista, where I actually got to play with him quite often in school.
Is that right?
Up there when I was in school at Texas Wesleyan. Unbelievable iron player.
Yeah.
But these guys are in two completely different places in their career. Tom Hoagie won his first PGA Tour title last year at Pebble at 33, and you know, Thegala, just 25 out of Pepperdine, is coming off a rookie season where, you know, he had a lot of good chances to win, Charlie. If you remember, the Travelers, yeah, had the lead on the 72nd hole, puts it in that left fairway bunker and couldn't get it out to give Xander the win. But, you know, there's a lot of positives that Thegala could take away from the end of last year, Charlie, because you see a lot of players, when they have a collapse like that, you know, it's tough for them to rebound. You know, he had a great FedEx Cup playoffs, had a couple top tens in the playoffs, and then turns around in the fall and finishes second at the RSM. So as far as my watch list for 2023, Thegala is definitely at the top of there.
Well, he's just like Finau.
Yeah.
Same physique, same speed, same history, same development process that you're going through. I mean, the best way to win is learn how to lose. You're going to lose more than you win. And if you can handle losing, and in cases like he himself, he had a couple things right in his hip pocket and he lost. Now what do? You get back on the horse and let's go. Next time I can do this. And next time I know those feelings of nervousness that we have to have more positive self-talk. And you can, you know, go to a guy like Bob Rotella, the great sports psychologist, and it's just a matter of positive self-talk. I've won enough and I've lost plenty, but you got to be your own best friend. And I think once he gets that done and realize that it's no sin to lose.
That's not only on the golf course, Charlie. That's in life.
It's in life. You got to get back up on that horse. We face tragedies all the time, and losing a golf tournament is not that big a deal, because when you have his talent, it's coming. So yes, he really had a great year. But look at Finau, what kind of year did he have?
You know, incredible. Finally broke through.
That's it.
Came around with the putting after so many hard knocks. And really had a great year. So we should see that from Tagala coming up. When we come back, we'll discuss LIV Golf 2023 schedule and Greg Norman's response to Tiger and Rory after they told reporters that in order for the PGA Tour and LIV Tour to have conversations, Greg needs to go. We'll give you Greg Norman's response the other side right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5 Houston, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Insperity HR that makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss some simply outstanding golf conversation. Last segment, we reviewed the match in the QBE shootout. In case you missed that, you can find our podcast on ESPN975.com, Apple Podcast, or Spotify. At the conclusion of the show, Charlie, another star that we saw at a couple stars that we saw at the QBE shootout last week was 2015 PGA champion Jason Day. Day and Billy Horschel finished a tie for 10th after shooting a combined 24 under. Day was asked whether he would join the LIV Tour or not, and he said he definitely would not go as of right now. As of right now, due to how much he values major championships in the official world golf rankings. There was some rumors from the internet talking heads that that felt like Jason Day would be motivated to go to LIV after Cam Smith and Mark Leishman departed the Saudi Tour, but he says as of right now he has not given it any thought.
Well, they didn't give him any thought because he's got a bad back, and you're not going to give a guy $100 million, or and you're not going to insult him by offering him $5 million. So, that's a delicate situation where who are they asking to come over, and who are they not asking to convert to LIV Golf? So I like Jason Day. He was such a great player early on, and I followed him really closely, and he won his PGA, and then he hurt his back. I'm probably weightlifting too much, as some of these guys can do, I don't know. I don't know how many more players they're going to need in LIV Golf. We'll just have to wait and see. I know one golfer we don't want is Greg Norman.
That's right, Tiger and Rory. We heard them say that last week. We'll get to some pieces from that here in a second. LIV Golf did continue their schedule reveal on Wednesday and announced three new courses to its 2023 schedule. They'll have an event in Tucson, Arizona, the same week as the PGA Tour's Valspar. They announced a tournament in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. At Cedar Ridge Country Club, in May, same week as the Byron Nelson. And lastly, Charlie, we forecasted this a little bit. LIV Tour will be going to the Greenbrier in White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. And Charlie, as you know, the Greenbrier is a former PGA Tour venue where your guy on hell won back in 2014.
Yes, remember that very well. It was a great victory and a great place. I'm surprised that people that own the Greenbrier would allow LIV to come in there. Time will only tell. But the other two venues, the one up in Tulsa is great, and they're going to compete against So competition is fine. They're just going around about it the wrong way. The PGA Tour's got to give a little, and then the Greg Norman has to give a little, and he's got to admit that he did some bad stuff. And now, we got to coexist. To forgive is great, and let's move on.
Atul Khosla, the veteran sports executive who was expected to guide LIV Golf into the franchise model on which it staked its viability, has resigned as of yesterday from his post as LIV Golf's president and chief operating officer. Charlie, you know, I forecasted that LIV would not make it to the end of 2023. And this, to me, is a clear sign that, you know, that's what this is trending towards. You know, this is a guy who obviously knows how to sell a product. Kosla understands how to construct a successful business as far as team sports is concerned, which is what LIV is aiming for. You know, they think their team golf product is going to attract sponsors. But through year one, that goal has not seemed to be executed.
Yep.
And I know it's been, you know, as much of golf media is doing their year in review and talking about how maybe, you know, everyone was talking about LIV Golf all year. You know, let's not confuse attention with success, I think, is what we need to remember. I mean, this tour did not make a profit in 2022. Their viewership through seven events was embarrassing for the sport, really. To only average about 70,000 views when you have Dustin Johnson, Cam Smith, Sergio, and Phil playing, that's embarrassing for the sport.
Well, nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes to be bullied. Facts are facts. And I think if they look in reverse and they came onto the scene like a bully, and we're going to do this, and we got a lot of money, and the heck with you, this is our product, now coexist with us. No, the PGA Tour's been on, you know, been in business since 1930, and I think you got to respect that. And Greg didn't, and Greg sure was upset because of how he was treated in the past, but come on, Greg, you're bigger than that, and so they got to sit down at the tables and hash this out to move forward, because it is good for golf to have one more people get to play. There's thousands of kids that want to become golfers now, so we have to have room for them to expand their mission, you might say. The PGA Tour has done well in Latin America, Canadian Tour, China, although China didn't want them there, but that's another story.
But, you know, last week they made the partnership with Japan.
Yes.
This week it was Korea.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot in South Africa. So it's not only growing the game, but it's growing the game worldwide. And the LIV people have to give, and the PGA Tour, they just have to listen a little more.
And just the last piece of the LIV news for the week, you know, Greg Norman says that, you know, Tiger Woods and Rory, they have no clue what they're talking about after they said that Greg needs to go. We discussed this a little bit last week, Charlie, but if you're the top level guys at LIV and you hear, you know, Tiger and Rory say that, the difference makers in the game, what's the motivation to keep Greg Norman?
You know, let's act like gentlemen. Let's you know, put all this aside. Let's take our hats off and shake hands and say, okay, that was first round. Now we got to sit back. Where can we do this? And the PGA Tour's got to give, and the LIV Tour has got to settle down.
Okay, before we go to break, let me tell you a quick word from our friends over at Swing Sound Golf. You know, one thing that all amateurs and weekend golfers struggle with is a consistent rhythm and tempo in their golf swing. You either swing the club too slow or too quick, especially under pressure when you have a big putt to win your weekend skins game or a late afternoon match against a buddy. And what Marius Filmotter, the founder of Swing Sound Golf, has figured out is that almost all bad golf shots are caused by bad tempo, because study results show that all good golfers share a common and consistent rhythm when they swing the club, whether it's your driver, irons, or putting. Good shots are a product of good rhythm. Now, with some of the help of the best swing engineers in the world, Marius Filmotter has developed the Swing Sound app, which plays a consistent rhythmic sound that will help establish your swing tempo and master your golf performance. Simply download the Swing Sound app, put on your headphones if you have other players around you, and calibrate the rhythm that best fits your golf swing. Do yourself a favor and take control of your golf performance and establish your swing tempo by downloading the Swing Sound app, available for only $4.99 on the App Store or Google Play. Once again, that's the Swing Sound app on Google Play or Apple Podcasts. When we come back, we'll get into everything regarding the PNC Championship right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. And Charlie, this is probably the, you know, the best field that we've seen in the last 10 years at the PNC Championship. And here are some quick facts to back it. There's 13 former number ones playing, 7 Ryder Cup captains, 71 combined major titles, and 9 World Golf Hall of Famers in the field. Really incredible weekend ahead of us.
Oh, it's incredible. You're right. And the lucky people that get to go there and play in the pro-ams, that's a great thrill. And PNC is to be congratulated. I don't know how many spectators they have, but it's for us golfers that are kind of nuts about the game. You know, it's the history and the traditions, and to see Gary Player and Lee Trevino out there with Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, you know, I think that's really magical.
You know, from a player's standpoint, this tournament is now becoming the dream to qualify for. You must be a major champion or a player's champion. That's won after 1959. Gary Player, as you said to start the show, Charlie, is the oldest player in the field at 87 years old and not looking a day over 70, just like you. And Lee Trevino making his 25th appearance. He's played
incredible
every edition of these tournaments. Charlie, these are the real pioneers of this event. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes. There's no doubt about it. And you know, that type of exhibition golf is really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the Masters, it's not the Open, but it's honoring our past champions and exposing them to the new public in golf. I mean, there's a lot of people playing golf today that they don't know who Lee Trevino is. They don't know what he did when he grew up. I mean, here's a kid that learned how to hit a golf ball with a Dr. Pepper bottle, you know, and he was a hustler, and he was a Marine, and he you know, didn't start playing golf until he was 27. He won the Houston Open, the Texas Open at Sharpstown in Houston,
wow.
Texas, and had to wait for Dick Forrester to cash a check so he could get out of town.
Wow.
You know?
You're exactly right. That's stuff that we don't hear.
Yeah.
And Gary Player, Charlie, made a great point yesterday. He said, you know, that tournaments in South Africa right now are paying players, you know, $500,000 to get the top players, you know, to show up at tournaments, and that, you know, star players of today's game will come play the PNC Championship for free. He said that's what makes this tournament special. He said it reminds him of the days where him, Jack, and Arnold would travel around the world to promote this game for nothing.
Yeah, barnstorming. But Mark McCormick knew what he was doing. He had them under contract, and they were getting exposed. And Arnold Palmer had signed with Hertz, and Jack Nicklaus would sign with XYZ Company, and pay for their airplanes. And so they built the business. Mark McCormick was a great, great businessman and promoter and marketeer. And he did a wonderful job using those three people in the early 60s, you might say. So, Gary Player won his first major in 1959. Think about that. And he's still playing. Still talking golf, loves golf.
Charlie, Ray Floyd,
yes,
won this tournament 5 times with 2 different partners.
Yeah.
Only one better than Bernhard Langer, who's won it 4 times. And if there's one player that was before my time that I would love to watch, it's Ray Floyd. He's just got that laser focus in his eye. I was watching highlights last night from the 1976 Masters. Charlie won this event by 8 shots,
yes,
over Ben Crenshaw, and you couldn't even tell that he had the lead on Sunday. It's like he got lost in his own world. He had a 12-shot lead to start the final round. That didn't happen again until Spieth in 2015. So that look in Ray's eye, I would have loved to watch in person.
Dick Harmon and I went to the Mexican Open one year, and we're standing. We just got into registration, and in walks Raymond Floyd. And I was crazy enough, and Ben Crenshaw, and I say, hey, Ben and Ray, if you guys don't have a game, Dick and I will play with you, play against you guys. And I said, sure, come on, club pro, you know. So we're in Mexico City, and we go out to play, And we had Blaine McAllister and Paul Marchand were going to play with us, and we better deal to them. So we go play with Raymond, and we have a lot of fun and a lot of conversation, a lot of trash talking, and we finish the ninth hole. He says, "Hey, Epsi, you had enough? I just shot 29. Dick and I tied one hole, him and Crenshaw. Crenshaw went on to win the Mexican Open, but you're right. Raymond Floyd was a gambler, was a hustler, but he was a student of the game. And he had a golf swing that wasn't picturesque, but the ball went where he was looking. And he won the U.S. Open. He won the Masters. You know, and he won – I don't know if he won the PGA, but he didn't. He never won the British Open. So, but he a great player. Great player of the game.
And tell me if I'm off here, but watching some of those events from that time, it just seemed like he knew his game better than a lot of other players.
Well, he had emotional control. He was a gambler. His dad taught him how to play, but also for money. And he lived high off the hog. You know, he was a man of the evening, you might say. Huh. But he married a lady that kind of calmed him down, and he became more serious, and he became one of the great players of our game. And a Ryder Cup captain, and he did all sorts of things. And he had two sons that were really good golfers. And one reason why he won this tournament six times, the father-son tournament, is because his kids were really into the game of golf.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. Always love chatting with you about the greats. This question comes in from Charles in North Shore. Golf Doctor, what do you make of the hype behind 13-year-old Charlie Woods?
I think it's excellent. I spent a wonderful day yesterday with my grandson. And I love playing with my daughter. So it's a special feeling. And then to have the greatest... the GOAT, if you want to say, I don't like that name, but the greatest all time of his era, has his son out there, and he's limping, and he should be resting his foot. But the honor and the fun of being with your siblings playing golf is really good. It's such a great game, and then the press, they're going to take advantage of it. You know, he's fair game now that he's out there, so they're going to hype him, and that's just part of the deal. And I know Tiger has talked to his son and how to handle it, and that he won't get a big head. I think Tiger is going to do a good job like that, but. You know, Gary Player's son has been out there. Jack Nicklaus's son, Gary Player, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, yeah, saying he's going to be the great Jack Nicklaus. It's part of our society, and we want publicity, and so sometimes you got to take the good with the bad. But I think Tiger and his son Charlie are handling it very well. It's just as good as John Daly and his son. Annika and her son. Here's a little baby. He weighed less than a pound when he was born, premature. And now look at him. He's chipping in yesterday in the pro-am. So that's great stories.
I feel that I can be in awe of Charlie's game and what he brings to the table without predicting his future any farther than tomorrow. But I love his game, and I mean, you can color me obsessed with John Daly Jr. I mean, just he swings the club at insane speeds. His hat's flying off. He's got the hair and the flow and the swagger that Big John had back in the day. I saw a picture of Charlie. They're at the banquet last night at the PNC, and they both have they're both sponsored by Hooters, and it's good entertainment. Unfortunately, Big John's having his knee replaced on Wednesday, so hopefully he recovers quickly and gets back out there on the Champions Tour.
Yes, it was announced, and John, as far as we know, he's not the greatest specimen of health, and to get his knee replaced,
you can't pull fat, Charlie.
We're gonna hopefully see him at the Insperity Invitational in April in Houston. He's always a good person to watch, and he's such a character. And he played with us one day in the pro-am with. He took off his shoes and had his guitar with him, and he's singing all the way around the golf course. So he's a fun guy, and you know, we need characters. In every sport, you have people like John Daly and his son, and it's great to see.
Charlie, three-time major winner Jordan Spieth will play along Sean Spieth for the first time, and Spieth talked to Jeff Babineau of PGAtour.com and reflected on the time between his last major championship in 2017 at the Open to his most recent win at this year's Valero Texas Open. And he said that 82-event stretch between those two wins was really a low point for him. And there were times when he thought he was not going to return to the top of the game. And, you know, for a guy that captured three major championships before his 24th birthday, you know, it was only a matter of time before he experienced some of the struggles of professional sports. Is that right, Charlie?
Sure. I mean, that's ups and downs in everything, in business and especially in sport. You can get into a slump. We saw our second baseman this year getting a horrible slump.
Yeah, Altuve.
And Jordan got in a funk because of the one he lost, his second Masters. He had a 5-shot lead turning into the last 9 holes, and that's really hard to handle. And then all of a sudden confidence leaves you, your nerves change. You're going to change this, change that. You just got to remain. You know,
and trust the process.
Yeah, you know, that's what
they
Nicklaus is so good about. Nicklaus, you know, he was able to win a major at the age of 46. I think these guys are going to be able to do that, Justin Thomas. And so life's not over because you just don't win. You just got to have bounce back. You got to be patient.
When we come back, we'll make a pick for the PNC Championship right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing up shop here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network and ESPN 97.5, presented by Insperity. HR that makes difference. Charlie, John Daly and John Daly Jr. Won this event last year. Charlie Woods and Tiger were right behind him. The year before that, JT and his dad won, and now you add the Cordis to the mix, and you know this is going to be a competitive event coming down the stretch tomorrow.
I'm going to pick the Cordis.
Oh, you took my pick. I'm going with the same one. I swear, this is the one I had in mind. You know, 16-1 wherever you can find it, but. You know, Nelly is, I mean, she's playing some incredible golf. She's number two in the world. You know, she had the blood clot in her left arm earlier this year. Yeah. She comes back and wins the Pelican LPGA. And she says that she's been putting Peter, her father, to work the last year to try to improve his game. You know, he can shoot around even par. And I feel this golf course sets up perfectly for
her. You know, and you got to remember, I have two beautiful daughters that both played college golf. We played a lot of golf together, and we still do. I guarantee you, Mimi and I could have won this sucker together, or even Nona. Yeah. So I want to see that combination, father-daughter. Not father son.
What about son and grandfather with you and Charlie Wiley one day?
Oh man, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be incredible. How's Charlie Wiley doing?
He's doing good. He's going through the being a junior in high school and enjoying his golf and enjoying. You know, he had his finals coming up, and they're taking the college entrance exam, and so he's got so much to look forward to. So it's fun to watch, but. I was with my other grandson, Ben, yesterday playing, and he's so much fun to have a good time with. And then I got John and my little granddaughter, Margaret, could turn out to be the best athlete of them all. So we'll see.
Very exciting time for you and the family. You know, As far as tee times are concerned, Team Duval and Team Price go off at 10:20. Team Singh and Team Faldo, you know, go off at 10:33. Charlie, any additional notes here?
Yes, I just want to bring attention to this is for Houston. We have a Houston Sports Awards sponsored by Insperity, and it's a great evening. It's January 25th, Wednesday, January 25th at the Wortham Theater. Check it out. I'm going to be talking more about it, promote it. They're going to honor some of our great athletes of the past. Bruce Matthews, of the the football player, Calvin Murphy, and Elvin Hayes, and Larry Durker.
With Bregman hosting, right?
And Bregman's host. It's a great evening, and we'll get more information to you if you can buy tickets, and there's a cocktail reception, but it's wonderful evening.
Yeah, we went last year. We had a great time, and saw Clemens getting awarded, and a couple years ago was Jim Nance. So it should be a great evening. Charlie, I'm hoping that by next year, the next couple years, that we can get everyone at the PNC Championship mic'd up. You know, we can hear them like we did at the match. That was a fun little aspect. I would love especially to hear the back and forth with Annika and her son. I just think that's so cool, and I'm looking forward to a great weekend.
It's going to be great. Happy holidays, everybody, as we move towards Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah.
We'll see everyone Christmas Eve next Saturday.
That's it.
John, thanks behind the ones and twos. The Rook, thank you very much. Charlie, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.